I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour space station shuffle. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Green Bay to Greensboro, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Hey, thanks for being with us, everybody. Appreciate it. We got a Trash Tuesday this morning here on the show. So let's take out the trash. Who or what is bugging you? You can dial me up and let me know on the phones. You can also let me know on Twitter, and I'll listen to them and read through them over the course of today's show. On Twitter, DA on CBS, send me your trashes. DA on CBS is the handle. Follow me and tweet at me there. On the phones, it's a toll-free line, 855-212-4227. We'll do our trashes coming up here. At the top of hour number three, coming up this hour in 20 minutes, we've got your best audio of the day, including, will Cam tone it down in New England? He says he's tired of being humble. Will we get pure peak Cam Newton with the Patriots? We'll do that coming up in 40 minutes this hour. Nick Markakis of the Braves is another member of MLB that is saying thanks but no thanks. Not going to play in this 60-game schedule. Markakis cites the fans, but is he actually shunning the fans? We have stunned to a news next hour. One of MLS's teams are sent home ahead of this week's restart. That could be a bad omen. Also, we've got a case of a NBA player actually admitting, you know what? We've got it good, and we should remember that. We'll talk about that with Myles Leonard coming up here later on in the show as well. And we'll do NBA around the league's restart coming up with a member of the SiriusXM NBA radio family. All of that coming up this morning on a Trash Tuesday. But we begin with money, and lots of it. Patrick Mahomes ends up signing for an obscene amount of cash, an absolutely insane dollar amount. Patrick Mahomes has been given by the Kansas City Chiefs a 10-year extension. This would lock up Mahomes and will lock up Mahomes for the Chiefs until 2031. That Mahomes will be a member of the Chiefs until 2031. Adam Schefter is reporting that the deal is worth $450 million over that 10-year period. Just for some context, that's about $45 million per year on average. $45 million per year for 10 years with incentives that could be up to $500 million. That means that there's the potential for Patrick Mahomes to be making $500 million over the next decade. It includes a no-trade clause and a $140 million injury guarantee. Now, this has just about everything you could possibly want if you are the Kansas City Chiefs, knowing that you lock up an MVP, a Super Bowl MVP, for the duration of his prime years, his career. Because right now, in his mid-20s, you know that Mahomes, barring some unforeseen crazy setback, is going to be one of the best players in football, if not the best player in football, for the foreseeable future, and is worth all of those 10 years. You also don't have to worry now about contract negotiations and renegotiating and losing Mahomes. You don't have to worry about any of that if you're the Chiefs. He also has a no-trade clause, suggesting that at least at the moment, I don't want to go anywhere. You can't trade me. I want to be right here. If you are the Chiefs and you just saw these two starting quarterback seasons, NFL MVP, home field advantage, AFC championship game loss in overtime to the Patriots, and then a Super Bowl win, including the Super Bowl MVP, you are willing to give whatever it takes to get that guy locked up the cash he deserves. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. And if you are Patrick Mahomes, look, you get your financial security. You don't have to worry about this contract in the next couple of years looking bad for you, because if you're going to make upwards of $450 million, you know that on the front end of this deal, at the very least, who knows where finances go for the NFL, but on the front end of this deal, the first 5 or 6 years, if you're Mahomes, you know you're getting as much as anybody in the NFL, if not more. You know that there's not going to be, over the next 5 years, anybody that zooms ahead and passes you in the passing lane in terms of more money than this. There's no way this contract's going to look bad for the next 5 or 6 years for Mahomes. Is it possible at the back end of it, there are quarterbacks that are making $50 million a year? It's possible. But if you're Mahomes and you're Mahomes' agent, you just broke the bank. You got $500 million and seemingly no movement, where Mahomes is saying, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be here for a decade. This is one of the most amazing things in sports. When I saw this come down yesterday, I had to pause and really think about this. Patrick Mahomes just got a 10-year, nearly $500 million deal. And nobody could question it. Think about how rare that is when we see these massive contracts in sports. There's always somebody that goes, well, he's not worth that. Or how's that going to look at the end of his contract? Nobody possibly could look at this and go, yeah, Mahomes isn't worth it. Or I don't know about Mahomes' future. Or maybe he's a flash in the pan. Or should they really do this? Or is there better value out there? There is nobody that can question a $450 million deal. And what does that tell us? What does that tell us? To me, that is the most extraordinary dynamic about this. That you could hand over that much cash and nobody blink. Is there any risk involved in the Chiefs giving up this much money? It is where we begin your cold open.
Patrick Mahomes. Fullback Sherman shifts to the right. They're going to run a sprint option action. Mahomes keeps it. He dives right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, a one-yard touchdown run. His third rushing touchdown of his postseason career.
I want to be a Chief for a long time. I want to have a contract that says that, and that I can go out there and know that I have that security and everything like that. But I understand and trust the Chiefs organization and everybody in it that they're going to handle it the right way. I trust my representation that they're going to let me ease my mind and let me go out there and just love the game that I've loved playing. And so for me, whenever that happens, it happens.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That was Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. That, of course, was Patrick Mahomes. I don't think there's any risk in this if you are the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you worry about Patrick Mahomes getting fat and happy, satisfied after he got his money and his ring? No. There's no sense that Mahomes suddenly will become complacent. Are you worried that he won't be as effective as his career weighs on? I don't think so. Mahomes has proven that not only is he mobile, but he doesn't need to be mobile to be effective. His arm talent, his ability is that great. Do you worry about guys being resentful of all of this cash that he got? No. His teammates absolutely love him and look to him to lead them. If you're the Chiefs, you have just given your fan base the greatest Valentine ever. Not only did we win a Super Bowl for you, but we just delivered you the most exciting player in football and a franchise quarterback, something you've been dying for half a century, for the next 11 years. And if you look at the timeline of this contract, yes, it's a ton of cash, $450 million, could be $500 million, but he's only 24 now. This carries him through 35 years old. You're not paying Patrick Mahomes for his 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41 seasons. We're not talking about Drew Brees' age right now. We're not talking about paying Patrick Mahomes where Tom Brady is right now. We're talking about you would absolutely sign up right now for the next 11 years of Patrick Mahomes at 24 years old at whatever the cost is going to be. This is the absolute no-brain win for the Chiefs. And it's amazing. He's the only guy in football you can give $400 million to, and nobody could blink. There's not another player in football, not another player, you could not feel this comfortable giving this to Lamar Jackson, despite his young age and how much good football he's got left, to Deshaun Watson. They haven't proven nearly as much as Mahomes already has. You can't give it to a guy like Aaron Donald or Russell Wilson because of their age. You can't give each one of them 11 years right now. Look, Russell Wilson is great. He is spectacular. But in 11 years, he's going to be in his 40s. Well, you don't know what Russell Wilson, a guy that is so great, but a lot of that is based on his mobility in the pocket, is at 41 or 42. You're not paying Mahomes at 41 or 42. You're paying him between the ages of 24 and 35. This contract is mind-boggling because of the money, but it makes total sense, is completely logical, and it's worth every cent. That's what makes this historic and truly special. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. Think about this. I mean, it has felt as though Patrick Mahomes has been in our lives forever. It has felt as though Patrick Mahomes has been in the NFL, absolutely crushing it, for years now. And yet, Mahomes, with all of his success and all of the accolades that have come with it, has been a starting quarterback for two seasons. Think about that. Think about what Mahomes has already proven in 2 years. His rookie season, he sat up until week 17. Year two, he takes over. They have home field advantage, the number one seed of the AFC, lose in overtime to the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game. In year number two as a starter, he leads his team to the Super Bowl and wins it as the MVP. That's what's insane. Do you worry about Mahomes in the postseason? The guy has 13 touchdowns against just two interceptions through the air in his two playoffs. Add three rushing touchdowns in there. He's got a 16-2 touchdown to interception ratio in the playoffs. In two postseasons, he's thrown for nearly 1,500 yards. The list goes on and on why he is unreal and why the money is worth it and why the Chiefs made a smart move with this contract. Now, the deal, of course, is you spend all of this money on Patrick Mahomes. You've got to make sure that you don't go cheap everywhere else. You've got to find ways to make sure that you're spending cash to get him targets and defensive help as well. But to just know you've got him locked up for that long, and now you just work around that. If you're a Chiefs fan, everybody's been telling you how bad 2020 is. You're looking around going, nah, been pretty good for me. Incredible. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. When we come back, your best audio of the day. Could we see AB land in the NFC? We'll hear that clip coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us on a Trash Tuesday. Send us your trashes by tweeting at me, DA on CBS. We'll start with former Seahawks defensive end Cliff Averill, who joined the Zach Gelb Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Antonio Brown apparently has been telling people he would like to land in Seattle with the Seahawks. Here's Cliff Averill.
I wouldn't mind seeing him here. And the reason I say that, a lot of people here in Seattle are like, I don't know. You know, it comes with a lot of baggage and all these different things. But if people remember, you know, throughout, you know, 2010 to 2018, we probably had the most vocal, controversial team in NFL history collectively, right? You're talking about a wide range of personalities, a wide range of guys doing their own thing. But on Sundays, guess what? We went and won ball games. And a coach that knows how to do that is Coach Carroll. So getting AB and his talents, I think, can help the team.
Look, Averill makes a fair point. The Seahawks have been loud. They've been brash. They've had big personalities. They've had clashes within the locker room. And they've won. And they've won big. And Pete Carroll has proven, whether it was at USC or in Seattle, he doesn't mind managing big egos or big personalities and trying to get them all pulling in the same direction and doing so successfully. So do I think that if there's an organization that could probably handle it, it might be the Seahawks? Yeah, perhaps. And let's face it, I mean, the Seahawks have a shot in the arm with DK Metcalf being drafted, but their wide receivers have never been nearly as dominant as AB has been at his peak. But I wouldn't want anything to do with Antonio Brown because he's going to turn 32 years old next week. And for the last year and a half, he's been an absolute dumpster fire of a human being. And I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze. I just don't think you bring in Antonio Brown and you are able to get him on the straight and narrow. I've seen no evidence that Antonio Brown is going to be able to just be a normal human for more than 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I don't trust him at all to make it 16 weeks or 17 weeks, especially in the middle of pandemic, to make you bringing him on worth your while? There is just no evidence that Antonio Brown is going to be able to just be a normal person enough to get football out of him consistently every week. And I'm sorry, it has nothing to do with how strong the franchise is. He is just, in my estimation, such a volatile lost cause. It's just not worth it at 32 years old anymore. Dave Martinez, Washington Nationals manager. Baseball right now is looking at some positive tests in players like Felix Hernandez and Freddie Freeman and Nick Markakis bailing on the season. Here is Dave Martinez, Nats manager.
I don't want to get sick. And I think the players understand that not just about them, but it's about their teammates, their family, coaching staff, you know, everybody. So, we're in this for everybody. So hopefully they're doing the right things. You know, I can't put eyes on them when they leave the ballpark, but I think these guys understand what we're all facing, and they want to work, and they don't want to get sick.
Every league is dealing with the same exact thing. It's one big concern is what do we do with positive tests? How many positive tests are too many positive tests? And how can we make it so that players want to play instead of want to bail? Everybody's doing the same song and dance. Everybody. And the hope here is that right now are the hiccups and the bumps in the road and things are going to be messy. And that once they have some experience with this, a couple of weeks under their belt as a league playing games, they figure out how to streamline it and there's enough players available to play to get these seasons off. I mean, when you look across seas, the Bundesliga, English Premier League, they've been fine. So has NASCAR. It's been fine. It has run as normal. Those soccer leagues have run as normal. And yet here in the States, you've got stars bailing. You've got people that don't want to play. You've got an entire team in MLS being sent home. FC Dallas will not compete in this opening tournament, the month-long opening tournament. And a lot of questions about whether it can be pulled off. You just hope that these are the bumps and that it smooths out, but nobody knows. And finally, here's Ronnie Lott, one of the greatest ever to play, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and of course, former Niner legend, on current Niner head coach Kyle Shanahan. This audio courtesy of SiriusXM.
I like where they're at. I like what they're doing. I love the way that they built it from, you know, the guys up front. To me, they're there. And they're there on the offense. And the reason I think they're there on the offense is that I think, and I've said this, I think, you know, Kyle is our version of Bill Walsh. I think he's one of the most innovative guys in pro football when it comes to offense.
Far be it from me to question Ronnie Lott's acumen, because the guy has more football knowledge in the pinky finger that he cut off in the middle of a game than any of us do. And he played for Bill Walsh and he saw the genius of Bill Walsh. But I think we should pump the brakes on the Bill Walsh comp. I mean, Bill Walsh won 3 Super Bowls. Bill Walsh is one of the greatest innovative minds of all time. Bill Walsh is in the handful of greatest head coaches ever. And Kyle Shanahan's been there for just a handful of seasons. And I know he went to the Super Bowl last year. And I love Shanahan's mind. I really love the way that he calls plays. And I love the way that the Niners, you know, were able to kind of maneuver in and out of so many different schemes and looks. But as great as Shanahan is, I mean, we can't compare him to Bill Walsh. Come on. That's like if Joe Judge goes to the Super Bowl next year saying, well, he's our Bill Parcells. I mean, let's not go there. That's like Matt LaFleur's already gone to an NFC Championship game in 1 year. Well, he's our next Vince Lombardi. We can't already go there. Of course, I'm not going to be the one to tell Ronnie Lott that. I'd like you guys to tell Ronnie Lott not to say that, but I'm certainly not going to do that face-to-face. I'm going to let that man be the man amongst mans. And that is your sound check this morning. Andrew Bogish was out yesterday. The wonderful Erica Herskowitz filled in admirably, which was a lot of fun, but it's good to have AB back this morning. A quick reminder that our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Andrew Bogish is a kind sir. He has our headlines to be delivered hot and piping fresh, and he's here right now. AB, good morning.
DA, good morning. Our first headlines today are sponsored by Geico, who has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. So Patrick Mahomes' Uber extension with the Chiefs breaks some records and adds new words to our sports dictionary. The agreement is said to include guarantee mechanisms. No one seems to know yet what those actually are, except that if they are not mechanized, Mahomes has the ability to get out of this deal. The Chiefs have their own escape clauses along the way as well. So like every other NFL contract, it's not as simple as 10 years and roughly $450 million. What we think we know right now includes Mahomes getting a $10 million signing bonus. He was already scheduled to make $28 million for the next two seasons under his rookie contract. So then the extension kicks in with $29.45 million in 2022. All but $2 million of that comes in the form of a roster bonus, and that is the general structure of this deal, especially early on. Low actual salary, huge roster bonuses. And again, it all gets Mahomes north of $450 million, maybe as most as $503 million if he exercises and reaches every single last incentive on the paperwork. Now, NFL coaches and GMs got an update from the league yesterday on training camp, or maybe they didn't. There were apparently few new details about how camps would actually work, leaving many on that call frustrated. The NFL and the PA have their next call today. So if Mraz was here today, he'd be quick to remind us that the Yankees have gotten so few breaks recently, it's about time things went their way.
Right.
No baseball until now means Aaron Judge will miss zero games with his rib stress fracture.
I'm game ready. Like I told you guys in spring training, I was going to be ready for opening day. So now I'm feeling good. I'm not really... You know, the biggest thing now is just getting the reps in.
Judge made that declaration after going 0-2 in an intra-squad game last night at Yankee Stadium. And not that the Red Sox are super good this summer, but the Yanks only have to play three times at Fenway this season. Their other seven meetings are in the Bronx. So again, DA, I mean, it's just if anybody needed things like this to go in their favor, it was the Yankees. And I reluctantly say I'm happy to see it.
It's been a tough 100 years for the Yankees, tough last century for them. So good to see them finally get a break. That's a weird scheduling quirk. So they play 10 times and seven of them are in the Bronx?
Yeah, and I want to say the Cubs have the same deal with the Cardinals. I don't know why. It's not like a 6-4 split, but I guess some teams have two home series and one road against rivals and, you know, vice versa. So it's not Yankee Red Sox specific. But it does seem a little unfair to have such a disparity in the way the games are split. But that being said, making a schedule is a near impossibility. So I've got a lot of wiggle room for these guys figuring things out. But I'd be a little ticked if I had extra road games against somebody who I needed to beat to make the playoffs.
And World Series bound!
It's so weird to look at also how these are kind of scheduled and grouped in pods, of course, because like the National League West will only play the American League West and vice versa. And so when you look at it, you know, specifically looking at the West Coast teams, there's a lot of average to below average West Coast teams. So if you're playing in the National League West or the American League West, it feels like you have such an inherent advantage in this 60-game schedule to fatten up on some lesser competition since you're not having to play outside of that. But at the same time, who the hell knows what this season looks like? I mean, all of the bad teams could be good and all of the good teams could be bad. So I can't really get too hot and bothered about any of this. But it is just seemingly a little bit weird that the Yankees and Red Sox don't just split 50-50 the home games.
So we can discuss all of this because MLB released those schedules last night. It is now confirmed that those Yankees play in Washington opening night at the 23rd. It's followed by the Giants and Dodgers in LA. Things really get going the next day with 14 games, including number one for the Rangers at Globe Life Park. Texas slugger Joey Gallo confirming He has tested positive for COVID-19 but remains asymptomatic. Braves outfielder Nick Markakis is choosing not to play this summer, and the Astros will resume camp today after calling off yesterday's workout because the results of their latest COVID-19 testing were delayed. The Nats didn't practice yesterday. The Angels had only a voluntary workout for the same reason. FC Dallas is out of the MLS's back tourney, which begins tomorrow night at Disney. The league will now figure out how to actually get the club back home. 10 players, one staff member have tested positive. The entire team has not been able to practice in Florida. Meanwhile, LAFC forward Carlos Vela, last season's MVP, is officially skipping Disney to stay home with his pregnant wife. Dwight Howard's status has been up in the air, but the Veteran Center now says he'll be with the Lakers in Orlando. Howard will donate his remaining salary, and that's about $700K, to his charity Breathe Again. The WNBA will let its players wear jerseys with the names of women who have died as a result of police action or alleged racial violence. Their warm-up shirts will say Black Lives Matter on the front and say her name on the back. The NHL and its players have agreed on the final details for finishing their season. Training camps begin Monday. Teams go to their hub cities on the 26th, and games begin on August 1st. They have also agreed on a revamped CBA that now runs through the 25-26 season. It adjusts for the league's financial losses from coronavirus. And the Memorial has decided to play next week without fans. The original plan for the golf event was up to 8,000 spectators each day at the Dublin, Ohio golf course, but now it is zero out of the always famous abundance of caution. DA, back to you.
Wow, that's interesting. So in Columbus, they had been planning from the earliest outset of the schedule that they were going to be the tournament that finally had fans come back, that Ohio was the most stringent early, and that they had it under control. And so now they're reversing that. I wonder what was the tipping point, because they were really proud. They were puffing out their chest that they were going to be the ones that had fans back for the PGA Tour.
Well, and they even, I think when they announced their plans, they were going to be the first period, the first major sporting event, because at that point, NASCAR was not planning to have fans. Then they have slowly let a couple of places have them. So NASCAR kind of beat them to that punch. But yeah, certainly the first golf event to have fans. I did not read a specific number or trend that changed their mind, just that I guess seeing, you know, everything going on in different parts of the country, decided to play this safe and not have anybody come in.
Interesting. Okay, very good. Appreciate the headlines. When we come back here on the show, Cam Newton, people speculate, will be a toned-down version of Cam Newton now that he's a member of the Patriots. However, if you judge from Cam Newton's Instagram page and his messages on social media, that doesn't seem likely. We'll tell you why coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You like that, big boy?
It just dawned on me. Jacksonville. Was that named after Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Is that how the elephant got there?
Yeah, they named Jacksonville after Michael Jackson.
I never freaking knew that.
How can you not know that?
That's awesome.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember, there's so many ways you can listen to the show. You can check us out using the CBS Sports app on your phone or radio.com on your phone. Radio.com's made some cool updates to its app, so it's a cool place to listen to all your podcasts and the DA Show live. Also, you can listen to us via Apple Music. You can also, of course, listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network and all of our wonderful affiliates nationwide, and Sirius XM Channel 206. So, will Cam Newton be forced to tone it down in New England? The prevailing notion is that the very charismatic, personality stuffed Cam Newton is going to go to New England and have to strip it down, have to play by Bill's rules, not be too out there, not push out his chest and do Superman, not be dabbing, not be going crazy after first downs and touchdowns, not as flamboyant, speaking of the Patriots, like that button up, quiet, go to work, do your job, no days off type of attitude. But just the other day, Cam Newton, after signing with the Patriots, posted a video of his redemption tour, I guess. And while it's mostly music and highlights and him working out at a gym, it ends with Cam Newton saying, I'm sick of doing the humble routine. Here's the clip.
You don't choose that over there. I'm really a monster. I'm going to say this. I'm getting tired of being humble now.
I'm tired of being humble. I'm getting tired of being humble. And in New England, of course, humility is the number one quality for a New England Patriot. Humility, being humble, do your job. You aren't bigger than the team. All of these things on to Cincinnati. Always about not you, but the goal at hand, which is winning and winning at all costs. So do we expect then to have a Cam Newton that isn't fitting into that? Maybe because when you say, I'm tired of the humble stuff, I'm tired of being humble, well, that's exactly what the Patriots ask you to do, not put yourself ahead of whatever it is that they need you to do. I think that for Cam Newton and for the Patriots, this is a marriage that can work from an attitude standpoint. I don't think this is some type of huge hurdle to get over. I think the Patriots will ask Cam Newton, and he will see that other guys buy into this, to do whatever is asked of you. Whatever that is, if that means you're going to hand off 30 times this game and not throw, if that means you're going to have to take a back seat in terms of who steps up, who's the, quote, star of the team, what we need on any given situation, I think Cam will fit into that because I think it's easier in New England to do that when you see, A, everybody do it, and B, know the results. The results are really good. This isn't a head coach or a franchise that asks you to be a passenger and not the driver that doesn't have a resume to fall back on. They've got all the banners, they've got all the rings, they've got all the trophies, and when you see that, it becomes much easier to fit into that dynamic because you know the results are there. It has worked. So I think that the Patriots will ask Cam to do those types of things, and I think that also they're not going to spoon-feed Cam playing time or the starting job. I imagine he beats Jarrett Stidham. I imagine they want him on the field. But I don't imagine that he's going to go coddled and that they won't really get into him and really try to poke and prod and get more out of him than he's had in previous seasons. So in that way, okay, it might be a little uncomfortable for Cam, but I don't think that's insurmountable for Cam either. When Cam says, I'm sick of the humble stuff or I'm sick of being humble, I don't think that means he can't get to where Belichick wants him to be or else he wouldn't have signed this contract. I think what you hear from Cam is Cam's been pounded the last couple of years for his body betraying him and him not being a better option than some of the other guys that have been signed to bigger deals. I mean, he had just watched an offseason go by and all of these other guys who have barely the credentials he has get signed for more money. I think that's where he's probably coming from. I don't think it means he's going to show up in New England and suddenly start screwing around and getting into fights with Belichick and wanting to do his own thing and be on an island. I don't think that's what we're worried about here. I think what Cam is referring to is he's had to smile and play good soldier and say the right things as bums in his eyes have gotten a ton of cash. And he didn't. He had a sign for a short one-year deal for little money. I think that's where this whole thing stems from. So when I look at this marriage between Cam and the Patriots, I don't see it blowing up because Cam can't curtail his personality or that somehow he and Bill are just at each other's throats. I don't think that's it at all. I don't think you're going to see Robert Kraft or Belichick or anybody say, oh, Cam doesn't fit in over here. We got to get rid of him. I think what you may see is that it might not be a football fit. I think that's distinctly possible. I think it's possible that Cam is, just from a health standpoint, nowhere near where he used to be. And if that's the case, and he's not getting playing time, and somehow he loses the job to Jarrett Stidham, or he's just injured, he wins the job, he's the starter, but his shoulder flares back up, or his foot flares back up, or he gets injured something else, or and he's just out for game after game, or he's in one week, out the next week, that's where it just, it might not be a fit. And let's just go ahead and say that there's the possibility Cam Newton, out of 16 games this year, if the NFL plays 16 games, is injured for, let's just say, six of them. Let's just say that he's into the lineup, out of the lineup, in for a week, out for a week, in for 3 weeks, misses a week. It'll be really hard for a quarterback that has never played in the system of the Patriots to be all that effective if he's in for a week, out for a week because of injury. And I think that McDaniels and Belichick will work the offense to be best suited for Cam in many ways. That's what they do best. But I think they'll also have to ask Cam to learn some new tricks. And can Cam do that if he's not completely healthy, or he's lost some mileage on the fastball, or, you know, he's just not as comfortable yet with his body because it is kind of broken down the last couple of years? All of that is in play. To me, the risk here, it's not really a huge risk for the Patriots because they didn't put up a lot of years or a lot of money. But the potential pitfall here is that it just doesn't work from a football standpoint due to injury, lack of consistency, what have you. It's not the personality thing that I worry about. I really don't think that's where this could get sideways. This could just get sideways because you know how you become successful in New England? You're there every day. That just by virtue of being there every single day and going through practice and being on the field and working through your situations, is that's how they streamline the operation to win their big games, win the division, and get to the playoffs and win in January. That doesn't work if the most important position on your team is in and out of the lineup. But in terms of the humility, the humble thing, I don't think that's that big a deal. Look, Belichick has had an opportunity to get a lot out of Randy Moss. He's gotten a lot out of Rodney Harrison. He's gotten a lot out of plenty of players that have had big personalities, plenty of players that were talkative or had baggage coming in. He's done this before, okay? I don't think suddenly Cam Newton provides any type of challenge that the Patriots haven't taken on before. He's certainly not a worse guy than other guys that they've had on that roster. They figured out a way to get winning football out of Aaron Hernandez as he was murdering people. I hate to be that crass about it, but that was true. They somehow got football out of Aaron Hernandez as he was on the sly running around with guys that could knock you off. So don't tell me that somehow Cam Newton's going to be a bigger problem than Aaron Hernandez. They found a way to make it fit with Aaron Hernandez. They'll find a way to make it fit with a genuinely good guy in Cam Newton, who is just, you know, he's been immature at times. He's been petulant at times. He said he's put his foot in his mouth at times, but he hasn't been a bad human being. He's not a bad guy. It's a Trash Tuesday, so send us your trashes. DA on CBS on Twitter. DA on CBS. Another member of the Braves is pulling out of Major League Baseball. He says it's because there's no fans. No fans. But is that actually a jab at the fans? We'll talk about it next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.